the rest of the story. March 2003, at Leon and Turnbull Auction House, Edinburgh, Scotland, was presented for bidding a walking stick, a gold-headed cane fashioned from a native's spear. Lyon and Turnbull had expected that it might fetch £20,000. It sold, in fact, for nearly eight times that amount, the equivalent of $413,000, because, you see, the actual spear from which that cane was made is one of the most famous murder weapons in English history. Its provenance is dated back to the late 18th century, and to a distant shore, a British expedition of two vessels had stopped to take on supplies. The natives were friendly, but thieving, and in the middle of one night, they stole a small transport boat from one of the ships. The expedition's commander decided he'd get it back, so he led a shore party of 10 Marines intended to seize and hold hostage a native chief until their transport boat was returned. But the natives were restless. And soon thousands had gathered along the shore. Stones flew. A British musket fired. The rage escalated. And before it was over, the commander lay dead face down in the surf. His corpse would be dragged off by the natives and mutilated, most of it thereafter cannibalized. It was noted with dreadful irony that the tragic event had occurred on Valentine's Day. Each man would return home with a riveting story to tell his friends and family, but somebody from that expedition kept a gruesome souvenir, the very spear that had killed their commander. Possessor of that remarkable artifact was the 24-year-old navigation officer of one of the vessels. His name was William. William was nothing if not resourceful when it came to currying favor, so he presented that prize to Admiral Charles Ross, who in turn had it transformed into an elegant cane, which he then gave to Admiral Sir David Milne. It was the Scottish descendants of the latter who eventually auctioned off the relic. And clever William? Promoted naturally. In no time he was commanding his own vessel. And surely some night, when the sea was calm and the moon was full, he would tell his officers in hushed tones of an ill-fated morning and a blood-drenched beach in Hawaii, an exotic land newly discovered by his commander, the renowned explorer doomed there by a native's spear. And you know him as Captain James Cook. It is said that he added more names to the world map than any other mariner in all history. But today you've also met an officer who once served under Captain Cook, a fellow named William, who saved the grim memento of that St. Valentine's Day massacre in 1779, never pausing to ponder what the South Seas held in store for him. Of course, you know what happened when the crew of Captain William Bligh rose to mutiny aboard his vessel the Bounty. Of course you know what happened. But now you know the rest of the story.